Good morning. Our question today is when people are finished eating and there's a little bit, or maybe a little bit more than a little bit food left on our plates, are we permitted to throw that out or is that prohibited because of Baal Tashchis wasting that food? Just to mention, this is going to be a two-part series, so please tune in for next time as well in order to hear the entire topic. So on this issue, I'm now reading from the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh, and he says as follows, Yesh li yizar melashlich lashpa shiyare mazen harui na'achil. You have to be careful to not throw out food that is still edible. So throwing out edible food, it can be used. That would be problematic. V'im tzarich lashlichem. But if you have no other choice, we'll define all this shortly. Ya'atvem kodem b'niyor o b'sakit v'chadomeh. You should wrap it in a separate paper or some other bag and something similar like that, but don't throw it directly into your garbage with the rest of the garbage. So now we're going to go through some of the footnotes here. So in the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh, he brings from the Chesed La'alafim that he cites the Shulchan Aruch as follows. The Shulchan Aruch states, Asur la'abed biyad peirurin sheyesh bem kazayis. It's prohibited to actively throw out, to destroy peirurin, which are crumbs that are larger than a kazayis, the size of a large olive. So that's actually quite sizable. We probably wouldn't call those peirurin crumbs anymore because it's a nice piece of bread, something much more significant. And that's the issue, that we're throwing out something that is usable, that's functional, that's edible. We cannot throw it out actively. Actively to throw it out, that is a problem. So the Chesed La'alafim says as follows, that there are people that throw it into the garbage, and like the wealthy, that they don't care so much about the food. Vanda Yisur Avde, this is prohibited. You can't be wasting food. And he goes on to say that there are those who have lost all of their money. Their kids have had to go and ask for food as a result, as a consequence of their violating this Isser, this serious Isser of just throwing away food that could otherwise be used. So that's the Chesed La'alafim. Now we're talking about the Machmir, the Chumra side, the Isser side of things. The Tshuva's Mishnah Halacha is a very Machmir on this. He says throwing away food that can be used violates Baal Tashchis. It's also a Bizui Ochlim. It is a Bizui and a disgrace to the food. And he says as follows, Shagam imaniach et shiarei ha-ma'achalim betoch nylon. Even if you're going to put it into a bag, in contrast to what we saw before, you put it into a plastic bag in a kavadik way, meaning you're not throwing it into your regular garbage. You're putting it into a separate designated bag for the leftover food. It's still prohibited. Ein bekach heter. It's still, it cannot be done. Why is that? Because you may be treating it properly and putting it into a designated bag for only food, leftover food. But what's going to happen when you put it out in the garbage? And the garbage men mix it all or it gets put into a larger garbage. And that is derech bizayon, and that is a disgrace. And that is something that you are causing. Harei gorem lehem levazos lahafsid. You're causing that food to be wasted, to be disgraced. And accordingly, even putting it in a separate bag by itself is not a solution, according to Rav Menashe Klein in his Mishnah Halachos. Rav Nissim Karelet says as follows, that spoiled people, and this is very interesting, he says, what happens if the food is just not as fresh as it was? It's out on my plate. And especially talking about bread, it sits out for an hour and starts to go bad. It gets hard and I'm not going to eat it anymore. So how about if other people would eat it? So Rav Nissim Karelet says as follows, Bnei Adam Mefunakim, people who are a little bit spoiled or a lot spoiled, that they won't eat bread or other types of food that aren't of the freshest. They're not so fresh, but it's still edible. Maybe for you it's not edible, but other people it is edible. And he brings a similar thing that if you have a hall, a catering hall, for example, there was a bar mitzvah or a wedding or something like that, and they have all of this food that's left over. He said the same thing applies. So you can't simply throw out the food. It's prohibited to throw out the food, even if it's not of the freshest, but it says it's based on a Gemara Yevamos. Lo yishvach adam mei borover chayim shrichin lem. Don't pour out the water that you have. You may not need it, but other people can use it. And this all comes from the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. And he says as follows, even if you're not going to eat it, even if it's not fresh enough for you, it's still considered Baal Tashchis if there are other people who indeed would eat it. So that's the shitas that are machmir, that when we have food and it is still edible, it cannot be thrown out. And we even saw the opinion that putting it into its own designated separate bag that is also going to be a problem. Now, having said that, there are those that are lenient. The Tshuvas Evan Yisrael says as follows, Shemistavar Shezikas Ochlin La'ashba Nechshevish Kashchatas B'yadayim. He says, if you want to throw it straight into the garbage, that's a problem. That is destroying the food. Accordingly, what you should do is you should put it into its own bag, a separate plastic bag, and then, and only then, put it into the garbage. That would be fine. So that is the opinion of Rav Fisher in his Evan Yisrael. Put it into its own segregated, separate bag to start with. And then, and thereafter, you can put it into the garbage. And in addition, Rav Eliashiv says as follows, Dizrika la'ashpa nechsheves ibud miyadayim. If you throw it straight into the garbage, that is actively ruining the food, and that violates the prohibition brought in the Shulchan Aruch, then you can't actively destroy it food. V'lachein ein roi lizrak la'ashpa kamut shehen shiari mazon chashuvim. You should not throw out even leftover food that you have. If it's a decent amount and it's roi lachila, it's edible, don't throw it directly in the dark garbage. But rather, what you should do, like the Rav Fisher said, El Adif, the Otam, you should wrap it by itself, its own designated bag, and only thereafterward you would be permitted to throw it into the garbage. And then continuing, Ach peirin ketanim. However, if you have small peirin, small crumbs, or a little bit leftover food, like you have tiny things that are left over that are not significant, left over on your plate, for example, like you have left over after you've eaten, and you have certain things that you cut off or didn't want, or you just left a little bit on the plate, it is not included in this prohibition. You don't have to wrap those separately. We're only talking about something that is more significant. There are those people, nonetheless, even small crumbs of bread, they are strict to wrap that separately. But on a high level, what we see here, that there are poskim that are lenient, that if you wrap the leftover food, even if it is more than a kazayas, and even if we're talking about the fruit, but bread, but you wrap it separately in its own bag, then it would be permitted there afterward to put it into the garbage. You're putting not the food directly into the garbage, but you are putting the food into its own bag, because it's still edible, even if it's not the freshest, even if it's bread, even if it's more than a kazayis, put it in its own bag, in a designated bag, in a dignified way, and thereafterward you would be permitted to put it into the garbage. And Amir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow talking about other hopeful solutions. What do you do when you have food left over? And we do have that Shulchan Aruch that says, don't throw it away. Don't throw away if it's more than a kazayis, so we need to look for more solutions. Hopefully we'll turn up something interesting. Have a wonderful day.